The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I didn't realize, but in some parts of the country, like comedy shows and stuff are back up and running.
Yeah.
D.L. Hughley was doing a comedy show in Nashville Friday night, then tested positive for COVID-19. He had no idea, though, because before this happened on stage, him passing out, he was completely asymptomatic. Here's how it played out here. Someone got it on tape. I don't know where it went there. It was right there. There we go. Okay. Can't listen to it.
He was asymptomatic before he passed out on stage.
That's what they say. Yes, that's what they say.
Something doesn't seem right.
Remember, everyone wanted to give it a Thanksgiving. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can tell he's out.
They were immigrants.
This is where he starts to go here. One of his people realizes something's up, and he just... Down he goes.
Oh, my God. You think you're watching someone die on stage. It's really crazy. I know he was massively dehydrated. They're not social distancing.
No.
Well, they're trying to save him.
I know.
Oh, you mean the crowd, too?
Yeah, everyone's got COVID.
Everybody's got COVID now.
The next day, he posted a video saying, I didn't have flu-like symptoms, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, a cough, a low-grade fever. I still don't even have a fever. I didn't have a loss of smell or taste. Apparently, I just lost consciousness. So in addition to all the other stuff you look out for, he said, if your ass passes out in the middle of a show on stage, you should probably get tested.
What a nightmare.
He's now quarantining for 14 days. Yeah, now everyone who was at that show has to get tested, right?
Yeah. I can't believe that it's a comedy club that's open. I wonder what state that's in.
This is Nashville. This was in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Small, too.
Yeah, Zanies or something, right?
Zanies.
Is that what they're
That's what it
one?
Said in
I think
the
that's
it,
okay. Yeah, at the video at the top there, you kind of saw the...
But, I mean, even, Chappelle did one. Chappelle did that big show, but I mean, that was like outside
and
really
spread out.
Like, this is way different than that.
Oh, this is like a tiny little comedy club with people side by side.
Probably no ventilation. Jeez.
Yeah, so if you went to that show, you better get tested.
Yeah. It's crazy to pass out in front of a group of people like that.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
He was lucky he had a guy there that like realized, oh man, something's up. I mean, you could tell he was trying to talk though, and it made no sense. It's just you go complete gibberish right before you're gonna.
I know, that's so sad. Right? Huh? Let's hope that never happens. Can you imagine if I'm like Sam Skimaniskin?
Go get him. We might be like not even just phased. We might be like, oh man, Dave's having a.
It's Dave again.
Dave's having a tough time.
It's just Dave, me and Dave.
Then all of a sudden,
feel pump. I'll be down.
It's okay. I'll give you mouth to mouth.
Oh, yeah, he will.
I'll bring you right back to life so fast. Yeah. You won't believe it.
Like, he's breathing fine, James. You don't have to do that.
Don't tell me how to do mouth to mouth, Andy.
Yeah.
It's my game, too.
He's breathing just fine. I see his chest going up and down.
Andy, either help or get out. I'm trying to save a man's life.
I'll put his legs out.
Why did you take your pants and shirt off?
It's a secret technique that only I know.
James.
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah. You're nude.
That's my how do I do my best life saving is in the new guys.
You're licking the inside of his mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Because he's not responding to the regular stuff. I gotta go advance.
I get it. That's how you tell whether or not someone's faking right away.
Yes. He is for real passed out.
There's only one thing left to do.
Yep. Let me help.
Let's hope none of us passes out.
Yeah.
Whoa, four hands. James's
taint on your face.
That's the real cure.
That brought me back.
James only does taint to taint resuscitation.
It's taint to taint resuscitation.
That's hard to say. Taint to taint resuscitation.
It is.
Oh, I pass out.
Can't say secret life saving technique.
Yep.
You'll be thankful that you saw. I know I use it.
Last thing I saw was James's taint.
He just the shadow starts like spreading over him.
What is that?
Just embrace the darkness, Dave. Embrace the darkness.
Embrace
much
the
easier.
Taint.
Don't
embrace
struggle.
The taint.
Words don't you don't want to hear.
He teabagged him and saved his life.
He right? Instead of slapping him with some cold piece of beef, he slapped him with his taint.
Yeah, nuts on the
which
face.
Which also could be a cold piece of meat.
Sure, yes. I guess it could. A guy has been arrested for allegedly punching a dancer and threatening the victim with a knife. This was a private dancer.
A private dancer. A dancer,
dancer
for money.
For money.
Yes.
Do all you want me to do.
Dave reciting spoken word Tina Turner sounds is incredible.
I don't like it.
I find it very erotic.
No.
And I'm okay with it.
I'm a private dancer, dancer for money. Do anything you want me to do.
It was a classic.
Yeah. It's a fine song.
Yeah.
Any old music will do.
This guy hired a male private dancer.
Oh, I'm your private dancer. I'm a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do.
Now it's even more erotic.
I guess so. I don't know if it is or not. But this guy in Cape Coral, he actually hired two male private dancers.
Of course. Why just hire one?
To perform at his home. But only one dude ended up showing up. I don't know if they normally work as a pair or if he just found two separate guys that he hired. I don't know. Doesn't go into details there. But for the one guy that did show up, the dancer says during the encounter, the 53-year-old guy, Robert Poit, became violent.
Threatened a stabbing with some Tina Turner in the background.
Wow. Was this the song that one guy was dancing and spinning to?
Yes.
Yeah. The one guy.
Yeah, the guy we used to work with.
We used to work with the guy across the hall.
Oh, when you caught him dancing.
I caught him dancing to this song in the studio.
This is the one?
Yeah.
He was just rocking out in the studio.
So
he had his eyes closed and he was in a full mood. He was like, he was dancing side to side. And then he did a spin as Dave was opening the door. And then Dave realized. You closed the door and walked away. He's the same guy that poked Chuck like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He gave me the Pillsbury Doughboy in my belly button.
Oh. So for an odd fella.
Yeah.
He was very odd.
Jesus. I don't know. You didn't say anything about him spinning?
No, because his eyes were closed. Thank God it wasn't the weird. I was just like, ooh. And then one guy sitting in the newsroom right across saw it happen. What happened?
What's so weird about dancing to Tina Turner with your eyes closed?
You weren't ready.
Was he spinning like that?
You just weren't ready.
No, just one spin. He was kind of dressed like a sailor.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Had 80s hair.
Really, really weird.
Very strange fellow.
Man, I feel like I'd say something if I caught people spinning. I'd be like, what are you, spinning? To private dancer?
Okay. No, I didn't want to have any conversation with this guy.
I was just
popping in to read the news.
Yeah, you were just like, that makes sense.
I did our show, and I had to go down the hall and read the news with him.
And then I caught him to private dancer. I've never seen it before in my life.
This is the first time I've ever watched it. It is very strange.
So it's crazy, obviously. Like, so the whole song is about, like, someone being a stripper or whatever, but then they can't have that in the video at all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of people dancing.
You're like, weren't all her videos just like little movies, though?
I think every...
I love Tina Turner, but I do not like this song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate this song. I hate it so much. It does have that bad memory associated with it, but still, even before then, I never liked it.
No, I don't think I have any feelings for this song.
Like, neither love or hate.
I don't love or hate it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, she's a private dancer.
Yeah.
A dancer for money.
What about We Don't Need Another Hero?
Ooh, I don't like that one either.
Oh,
like,
I love that one. I love that song.
Man, another hair.
Yeah, that song's great.
I like pre-80s Tina Turner stuff.
Yeah. Rolling down the river, that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we'll keep on turning.
Yeah.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Yeah,
Proud Mary.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Rolling down the river. So back to this story here, this Cape Coral man arrested for allegedly punching his private dancer. The victim, the male stripper, says as he prepared to leave, this guy punched him in the face and eventually threatened them with a knife. But the victim, the accused told the Cape Coral Police Department a different story. He says while the dancer was getting undressed, he stopped and said, actually, can I take a quick pee first?
Okay.
And then, while he let the dancer use his bathroom, he robbed him of items including $380 in cash, a gold watch, and a gold ring. Now, this guy did admit to Cape Coral police that he was incredibly intoxicated during this private dance and was later arrested for aggravated battery. The stripper does not face any charges. I guess they are believing the stripper over the guy that hired him. There is his mugshot.
Yep. I sure fudged up.
That's the face of fudged up.
Yeah.
If you hire male strippers to come to your house, don't punch them in the face.
Right.
That's the moral of the story.
Yep.
I mean, the crazy thing is, I honestly can't imagine hiring a woman to come to my... Like, I don't know what desperation in my life I'd be at if I had to hire a female stripper to come to my house and take off her clothes for me.
Yeah.
It's
weird that he was the only audience, this guy.
Well, I think that this might be how
they do
some of the strippers were. How some of the strippers were making money when everything was shut down.
Probably,
you know, it was
they
like,
would do private dances.
Well, yeah. They'd be like, "Hey, you're my regular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want me to come over and dance for you?"
Yeah,
and they'd be like, "Yeah,
more than dancing."
Well, sure,
prostitution involved there.
But I mean, even
veiled
at the club,
dancing. Yeah.
Even at the club, it's veiled. So
it is weird to also be like. Before you dance, can I take a quick pee?
Wonder why. Wonder what he had to do.
Yeah, some.
You know.
Money.
Well.
Relieve himself a little bit in a different way.
Oh, shoot up or.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not more.
Shooting out.
Empty out that bladder.
Shooting out.
I don't know. Shooting up, blood.
Shooting out.
No, Dave.
I don't know where you're going.
Shooting.
With that.
What would a stripper have to do before he strips? Like, if he's not snorting or shooting up, what does he do? I thought that's
firing
what
up
meant.
His wiener.
Oh.
You
just weren't getting it.
I just had to spell it all out for him, huh?
Yeah, I just had to tell you.
There was no way we could around.
I was letting him keep guessing.
You're a blunt.
Just let him keep guessing for about 20 more minutes.
Sometimes you got to be crystal clear.
Yep. Making a sandwich?
Yeah. Drugs like snorting them, and
we could have been here all day.
Yeah,
trying to figure out.
Taking a shower,
putting on stockings and high heels,
shaving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go through my head. Sorry, I thought you guys were going something more dark sided, or like in order to strip, he had to really effed up. I don't know. I didn't just assume he'd have to get it hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look at this guy.
Yeah, he's got to take it. Takes him some extra time.
Yeah.
He's got a poor diet.
Yeah.
No, the stripper had to pee.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
this
the
guy.
Stripper had to pee.
The
stripper
this
had
is
to
the
pee.
Guy who got the dance.
This is
correct?
The guy.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. I
he
thought
hired
the
you think
the
that
stripper.
Guy was a stripper?
No. I didn't think he was a stripper. I just thought he had to pee.
Oh.
No. So
the stripper had to pee.
So that changes things. The stripper had to go.
Okay.
Same answer, though. Firing up his wiener.
Same answer.
Same answer,
but...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Same answer. So, this guy hired a male stripper. The male stripper, as he's taking off his clothes, goes, oh, actually, let me pee first.
Okay.
He has to pee. While he went pee, he then stole a bunch of stuff. That's what this guy claims. The stripper said that didn't happen. He did strip for him, and then this guy punched him and then held the knife.
I see. I was confused, but either way, the person was firing up their wiener.
Yes.
You got it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Out of the park.
It's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There it goes.
We're all on the same page now.
Yeah.
Took me a while to get there. Here we are. We're on that page.
I also don't believe either of their stories.
I don't either.
And I
believe he did steal. I'm going to say the male stripper did take some stuff, and this guy was confronting him about it, and that's how this played out.
Did he say, though, that he took just money?
No, $380, a gold ring, and a gold watch.
Okay, so there was more than just that. Because to me, it's like one of those, he paid him to strip, he wanted more.
I don't know why he has $380 and a treasure chest of jewels in his bathroom.
I don't know.
Man, it could be attached to his bedroom.
True.
Possibly. I'm going to see if I
feel like he was paid well for.
You got to keep your eye on a stripper. You can't just let him go.
Oh my God, let him wander.
Rooting around. Hey!
You got to put up like...
I'll get you something out of my fridge. What do you
want? You got to put up like velvet rope and be like, this is the only place you're allowed to be.
Right. orange cones.
Yeah.
Oh, I found him. Oh, there's like nothing on him here. He's totally shut down his whole social media.
After something like this happens, you have to shut it down.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. He is in a relationship, though.
Mm.
But he is interested in men.
So
that's
yeah?
That's him.
Yeah.
We got our guy.
Yeah.
Wow. I got up to
that would have been the curveball in the whole thing. Like,
he's made like a
people didn't realize he was into guys.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's
full right on.
He lets people know. Yeah. And then he will hire your male strippers.
Mm-hmm. Don't steal his jewels.
I bet. I wonder if there are people listening that have hired strippers to come to their house.
Just like for one on one.
Like a one on one type of thing. One.
You assume it's always sexual? Like it's just
that's
prostitute.
1,000% always sexual.
Yeah, that's more of an escort type scenario. But like.
The only time it's not sexual, I guess, is if it was a party. But even then, I think a lot of times
it goes sexual.
Yeah.
The guys are trying, the girls are willing.
It's just how awkward for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just me watching this one woman strip. Like,
that's super weird.
How, and then for her, I mean, I guess she's just used to it, but.
Yeah, they're used to it. Mm. You know, they strip for one single guy all the time.
Yeah, that's true. In the back room, it's just that. But to order them like a home delivery kit, it's crazy.
Just seems complete, like really unsafe.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you're going to get.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Strippers don't. I mean, I guess they need stripper money, but.
Mm.
Strippers, don't do it.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt, girl.
That's what I call the male stripper a girl.
Yeah.
You're going to get hurt, girl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Are you ready to go to space in a balloon?
Nope.
Seems like a super bad idea.
I'd prefer a spaceship if you got one, not yet.
Well, if a company's vision comes true, adventurous tourists of the future will ascend some 100,000 feet to the stratosphere in a high-altitude balloon and gaze at stunning views of Earth below them, all without the use of a towering rocket. Space Perspective says they are poised to begin testing their spaceship Neptune, a 650-foot vehicle that includes a balloon and tethered capsule sometime next year from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They've already leased the space for this. After liftoff, the hydrogen-filled balloon will carry a pilot and 8 passengers on a 12-mile-an-hour, 2-hour ascent 19 miles above Earth, or nearly 3 times as high as most airliners. There, the group will spend another 2 hours taking in views, having some drinks, capturing photos, and socializing. There will be internet access from there as well.
So it's almost like a blimp.
No thanks.
The space blimp?
It's full of hydrogen?
Yeah. Well, it's the only way it's going to get up there.
We put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well if you want to see what this thing's supposed to look like.
Remember that Bumgardner guy who dove out of a balloon, his balloon?
Yeah.
So that's just, you're in the little capsule at the bottom hanging tethered to the balloon.
Yes.
Which to me is fairly terrifying in itself.
That is the most terrifying.
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen. What if the string comes loose?
I know, that's it, right? One string. And then, one string, you're just floating
so
in space.
So are you attached the whole time by the bottom?
Yeah, they got a tethered, they said.
Okay, and they'll pull you back down.
So this thing floats up.
Jesus. It's attached.
Christ.
Because they don't show
it. They don't show it in this video.
Because, oh man.
That's where you die.
That is.
Well, eventually, someone will die on it, right? If you do that long enough, someone dies.
When that Baumgartner guy got the highest anybody had ever been or whatever, there was so much that went into that.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Mm-hmm. It's not tethered. After a 2-hour descent, the capsule splashes down in either the Atlantic Ocean or the Gulf of Mexico.
That should feel real good.
All in all, the trip takes about 6 hours before you're recovered with a boat.
What? You gotta wait 6 hours before you recover?
No. Like, from takeoff to boat recovery, it's 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This thing is gonna end poorly.
So, do they die in space, or do they drown?
Right.
Take bets. Mm. It's definitely suicide.
I'm going to say they won't even have a chance to drown because they've already died in space.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Because the balloon goes out of control and off they go.
Like a space rock hits it.
And then it's opened up.
Yeah. Or a horrible hydrogen explosion.
And by the way, tickets, $125,000.
My word.
Wow.
Now, they say that price will come down over time as they get an increase in numbers. But so, like, SpaceX, Virgin Galactic proposed minimum ticket prices of $250,000, but they're using a rocket-powered space plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that one.
SpaceX uses the Falcon 9 rockets and Crew Dragon capsules. They're planning on flying tourists to low Earth orbit, at least 250 miles. Their cost is in the millions.
Yeah.
So this is like the cheap version you see in space. Generally, when you pay for the cheap version, you get the cheap version.
Yes. Yeah, you don't. Now, I do think that a balloon going up there, I mean, it is a dirt cheap way
to get people up there.
To get things up there.
Mm.
But boy, that doesn't look like it's enough.
That doesn't look, that wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't feel secure just dangling off the bottom of a big balloon.
I'm reading a little bit. They say that there's something about a bar.
Yeah, there's a bar and a bathroom on here.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that part.
No, it'll be like that.
I was just too much on the stringing, string hanging from the
You know thing. What it'll kind of be like? Remember when we went on that big wheel?
The high roller?
Yeah,
the high roller, but space.
Cool.
But except that you go all the
kinda.
Way up to the edge of
space. Kind of cool.
I mean,
that's the review.
It's kind of cool.
At least there's that. I just thought you were in this thing. Just
no. So I think it'll be a party. Like you have seats, and then like there are all the seats, but then you get to stand up and drink and socialize it before you plummet to death.
I just couldn't. I'm not ready to go. I'm not like you, Chuck, where I have no desire. I'm so fascinated by space, but I have no desire
to ever go there.
Because if anything goes south,
yes,
it's literally like a hellish devil.
You can't
devil's dream.
You can't live up there, you know.
Nightmare scenario, man.
But to me, like, I'd love to see the Earth, like the curvature of the Earth. Mm. You know, you see that it's this round thing, not flat.
It's round.
Yeah, I'll explain it later.
You're gonna have to.
I know.
I thought it was a cube.
No, I've always known you thought it was a cube.
Yeah, this just seems like, because what if you like are floating up and you're almost to space, but then you start having a panic attack?
Nothing you can do.
Oh, you can't on that. You can't have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Have a panic attack.
I would have a panic attack as soon as we were like at the Eiffel Tower height.
Yeah. I would.
So, James, you don't like flying all that much.
No, I'm having a panic attack right now just thinking about being on this thing.
Oh, yeah. 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 Dude,
I almost pulled my pants on the high roller every single time it shook. It's going down!
On the high roller? Really?
Yes.
Yes, I was terrified on the high roller.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, everybody's like, you having a good time? I'm like, not at all.
Can you do roller coasters and stuff then?
Yeah, for some reason I can do roller coasters.
Because you're strapped in?
I think I'm like moving like really fast. Yeah, maybe it's a strapped in thing. I don't know. But just like being on like a Ferris wheel or being in an airplane, just something about the heights like that terrifies me.
Yeah. Well, this would be like not unlike anything you could imagine. What, 19 miles?
Up.
Yeah, 19 miles up.
Yeah, 19 miles above the Earth.
19 miles up.
Three times as high as most planes.
Yeah, I don't like.
Mm-mm.
If it's a six-hour trip, it'd be 6 hours of tears for me.
James is bawling.
There's not enough tissue on this balloon pod to dry my tears.
Balloons aren't my vehicle of choice to take on the uncharted space.
I can't imagine if the balloon just like lost all of its...
Yeah, like so many things could go wrong.
It would take you so long to fall to your death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even a fancy balloon with a bar and a bathroom. Still.
So how many people do you think are on that thing, Dave, at one time?
8 passengers.
Oh, that's not big at all, is it?
Just 8?
That's the capacity.
It is almost the exact size of one of those pods in that high roller.
Oh, no, they fit more than 8. I think there was probably about...
There's a lot of people.
So you think
two dozen at least in the high roller.
Right. So you think it's even half that size?
Probably.
Oh God.
Well, no wonder they can't make any money doing this. But
then are you stuck on there with eight strangers?
Unless you get eight people.
What?
Seven other people with you.
What if you detach and then you're stuck and you have to make small talk while you're...
You got two big guys from Wisconsin or something next to you. And
yeah, really. I knew this thing was going to end poorly. He said balloon and I got all excited about seeing a curvature of the earth. And here we are floating towards the sun.
That I don't think being wasted in space before you or your descent into water is a great idea.
Oh, my God. No.
That's true, too.
And then need you to pick me up in the Gulf.
They say you'll land either in the Atlantic or the Gulf of Mexico.
Whatever way the wind's blowing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll throw up.
Yeah.
You hope the boat knows exactly where you are.
You hope before the sharks and the squids get you.
Again, with anything else, not that I'd ever want to do it, but I'd let a lot of people try it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that I'm too old to ever be cool with space travel the way it's going to be in like 30 years.
Right.
I'm going to be like, they finally figured it out.
Yeah.
But I got a bad ticker, you know.
This is something that I can't imagine, but apparently people do self-pleasure playlists. Like they make, you know, I guess there's tons of people that make sex playlists, right?
Mm. Yeah, like you.
Mm-hmm. But then there are people that do playlists for when they're taking care of their own business.
If you do that.
That's so weird.
You're
a psychopath.
You're a freak.
That's so weird.
Freak and a psychopath.
Like you're trying to seduce yourself?
What? Who does that?
The crazy part of this is Spotify revealed what songs and artists people love to listen to while they do it. So I guess people must label it as jerking off list or something. Because how else would they know?
Because Spotify's probably listening and they hear the slaps.
Oh, they can hear them.
Oh, they hear them. Yeah,
they hear stuff.
Yeah, they hear stuff.
That's what we're saying.
Yep.
They analyzed over 300,000 playlists from their users. So listen, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but if you're on Spotify or something like that and think your stuff is private,
it's not.
Think again. The world now knows what you jerk off to.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, for sex songs, stuff you would guess, you know, like Rihanna's on there quite a bit.
Mm.
The Weeknd, of course, Pony, Genuine.
Yep.
But when it comes to self-pleasure, some of it was a little different to me. And I guess, I mean, they're taking it literally for some. Like, I Touch Myself.
Oh, I Touch Myself. God.
Sex
worst.
With Me, Love Myself by Hailee Steinfeld. All that kind of stuff. I guess is literal. People take it literal. But then there's some other stuff on there. Like, Chuck, I don't know. I don't want to know what you pleasure yourself to, but this song made the list here on the top jerk off songs.
It's like you're singing it.
No.
It's like you're singing it to your Johnson.
Yeah.
You gotta look at it that way.
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I could trick it to this.
You could, really?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I mean, if it were playing, I wouldn't
jerk
stop.
It to this whole album.
I wouldn't. It's so weird to put on music for that.
I want to quickly ask if anyone has a self-pleasure playlist, by the way. Do you listen to music while you pleasure yourself?
See, right here is about all I need.
Yeah, like, where would you get to in the song?
Okay. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969 if you want to chime in on this.
What a band.
I know, it's your favorite. But
like
again,
Tears.
Would you put this on to pleasure yourself?
I don't put on any music to have sex or to
take care of business.
No music.
No. Silent like a
cowboy. No music, no TV.
Mm-hmm. 83 million views on that one.
Yeah.
It's a big song.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people jerking it to it.
Yeah.
I mean, this one I don't get at all. Is it just because
this is another one that I would definitely, another one of my favorites.
Is it because it's Take On Me, like I'm taking myself on?
I don't know. I don't know why in the hell they, how, I don't want to know how they know this.
That's what I said. They must have been labeled like self-pleasure playlist or jerk-off list or diddle list or whatever.
I guess it's time for me to rename my playlist of all this music.
Skew their stuff. This is so weird. Yeah, my playlist is just my songs.
When
from
I was
the
a kid,
chair.
I didn't like this video. It freaked me out a little.
Oh my god,
bit.
I loved it.
I thought it was pretty cool, but I never once thought it was erotic.
But the 80s in general just scared me.
Yeah,
I was just scared.
What is going on?
Yeah,
look at these people.
This is over 1 billion views.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
1 billion views on this. Insane.
If you walk in on a man jerking to this,
to take on me,
get out of there, dude.
Oh, that's freakier to me than the goddamn Buffalo Bill, dude, dancing.
Yep.
He at least had a more appropriate song. He had better moves.
Can you imagine? I really can't.
I can't imagine. I can't.
Like, walked in and went, hey! Are you listening to Take On Me? Oh, Jesus, Chuck. Oh, I got to. I'm just getting out of here. I'm calling the FBI.
This little dance is super creepy.
I'm calling it. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's so scary. It's so scary.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, that's freakier than the Buffalo Bill nude dancing tucked wiener scene. Yeah,
it really is. Even the Tears for Fears. Yeah. I mean, to me, any kind of doing it to music is the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Honestly,
I don't even care what.
It's something I've never thought about. Pleasuring the music. Like picking a song to pleasure myself to. Never crossed my mind once.
No. Yeah.
We, I guess, are just out of the ordinary. We're the weird ones.
I'm going to purposely.
And this is another top pleasure yourself song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
This seems like.
I hate this song. I hate this song too, Lisa.
So much.
Oh, no. You're doing
together
it so.
Together we cry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, to me, this is like. A little bit depressing almost. I don't know.
It's a song about him on heroin.
I know, but that's what I mean. It doesn't even seem like it would be appropriate to pleasure yourself to.
It's their biggest song, and I don't like it.
No.
I've always hated it.
Me too.
Yeah, breaking a girl is better than that.
But can't figure it out, you guys.
Breaking a Girl, was that what it was called?
From the Conehead soundtrack?
It was. I thought it was on this album too. I think.
Oh, maybe it is. I thought. I know it from Coneheads. In that movie, there's a music video with it.
But you just can't do self stuff.
No, not to this.
To any of this.
No, not to most. I used to always think though. He said, "Show me the place, Chantal."
Oh yeah, I know.
That was
clearly not.
That was wrong.
Clearly not the lyrics.
Oh well, too bad.
Yeah,
we all hear things differently, I guess.
Yeah.
But he would sing it out.
Yeah, like full, in the studio. Show me the place, Chantal! I thought he was looking for an apartment.
Yeah.
Where did I you got to hear it singing.
It was before. It was before.
Did I miss it?
You just missed it. Oh, it was right there. Almost right there.
Here it comes. Well, they're going to have to break down first.
Oh, okay, break it down.
He's going to do a little
then get to
beatboxing. Here we go. Show me the place, Chantel. Oh, wait.
No, I knew it was forward.
Oh.
Sort of it's this. A little longer.
I know.
Show me the place, Chantel.
Thank you.
There you go. Oh. No, again. No.
I don't like the Chili Peppers as much as I used to because
no,
I found out that, well, I don't like their music as much because it's all just, he's like, Zephyr's on a wing of a dream of a thing. Like, and it's just like, makes no sense, yes, like yes, any of his yes. lyrics. I'm like, are you even trying anymore? And
I
then,
so agree with you.
They had a feud with Mike Patton.
Yeah.
And that made me, that makes
other.
Me, yeah, they.
Oh, they don't like each other?
Yeah, so Mike Patton's other band, Mr. Bungle, I guess like Anthony Kiedis. Because they had similar looks and videos or whatever, like people thought that Anthony Kiedis was a hack and kind of stole some stuff from Mike Patton.
Right.
And they considered him a threat or whatever, and they totally canceled him from a tour. They canceled him.
Here we go. Under the Bridge Downtown.
No, Show Me the Place, Chantel. Totally.
Yeah.
Show me the place, Chantel. Listen for it.
Makes no sense.
Show me the place, Chinatown. It's where I drew some blood.
Under the bridge, downtown.
No, he was.
I mean, it's looking the name for an apartment. Song.
Chantel was.
I've never known
agent.
What they've said during that part. Honestly,
under the bridge. Name
I only
of the
know
song.
Because we talked about it years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's the only reason I know.
The song apparently not about apartment hunting.
No. Yeah.
No.
The real estate agent.
Chantel.
It's every new
it's just
one is just
Saturn's rings.
Up, up.
It's like you can write a Red Hot Chili Pepper song in 2 seconds.
Some people are saying they listen to EDM.
Wow.
The climax with just the climax of
just
it.
Just the beat.
I mean, how long are you sitting down for?
So I guess some people make a real
to me it's
of
more
it.
Like an opportunity has arisen. I'm like, ah,
there we go.
I should jerk it.
Yeah.
I want to get this over with and enjoy my day.
Yes.
So.
This guy said when I thought it'd be a good idea to pleasure myself to Achy Breaky Heart. He did that a long time ago. He still remembers it 20 years later. God.
Now he gets an erection every time he sees a mullet.
This person jerks it to Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Hmm.
I understand the Wicked Games one, but. Or the Wicked Game.
Oh, the Chris Isaac.
Christensen looks.
Oh, that she's incredible in that.
Yeah.
She's topless in that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. Don't you want to hear the sounds of your porn?
Because yes.
I like a sound.
I like a sound.
A sound really.
Takes it up.
Yeah.
For most of us men.
Right.
I guess some have pleasure.
Usually I'm doing it and just you can hear Robert Stack in the background.
Seriously.
Oh, that's so disturbing.
Seriously.
That's so disturbing.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh, no. That's
it's
so
just opportunity arose.
Yeah. I mean, that's seriously. I got some time before he starts speaking. This is a long intro.
Oh.
What if you could change?
Put down! Put down, Stack! You're too smooth!
And what if you could never turn the settle? The idea of a creature larger than a man.
Don't mind if I do.
So disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good episode. I better hurry.
And seriously, that's my erotic times.
I believe you.
I'm not even kidding. That's why it's so funny. No. Truth is funnier than fiction.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's always. Robert Stack's always going off in the background. I'm in my bedroom. And,
oh, there's a lean.
Come together. Tease the imagination.
Jesus.
We scream, we jump, we laugh, and we go
there
home.
You go.
Yep.
Andy
it
Green.
Seems as though I've solved the mystery.
It's special times with Andy Green.
Yeah.
I solved my
it's
own
always
mystery.
Always solved.
I'm going to go solve a mystery right now.
That's a good word.
No surprise ending
good
here.
Phrase for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to solve,
I'm going to solve a mystery
I'm going
right
to
now.
Lock myself in my bedroom and solve a mystery.
With Robert Stack.
Yeah, that's my background noise.
Disturbing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another old person in the news today. This is a badass bitch. Toff Tucking. I can't. I see. I cursed myself earlier.
Wait a second.
I cursed myself earlier.
James.
Do you need mouth to mouth, Dave?
No. Listen.
I'm ready.
He's falling out.
When I said if I start speaking oddly,
yeah,
stop me before I pass out.
Right?
Yeah. Like D.L. Hughley did.
Yeah.
So I cursed myself.
You're not the
set myself up for
Toff Tucking.
Toff Tucking.
Toff Tucking.
James, keep your eye on
next day. I'll be fine.
Out all jumbled. I'm coming.
I
in
know.
There.
I'll be fine.
Oh, put some chapstick on.
Get
right
some
now.
Water. Splash of
chapstick.
Get some chapstick.
You don't want to know where he puts the chapstick.
Anyway, back to the story here.
Yes.
Toff Tucking, alleged shoplifter shooting 88-year-old Nashville liquor store owner May Boyce. Wants criminals to know she's fed up and she's not taking your anymore.
Right.
I'm done with it.
What's up?
The old broad was back at work over the weekend after being charged with aggravated assault for shooting a man she said was trying to steal her whiskey.
You know what we give away free here? Lead.
Yeah, bullets.
Free lead if you...
Uh-huh. You'll get one. She's always getting doing it.
That's right. I'll pump you right full.
Joy.
She said, I did what I had to do, and I hope word gets out on the street that I'm fed up and I'm not going to take it anymore. She, at her store, had supportive customers line up to get back in. And she said, you've got to stick up for yourself sometimes. She's been robbed quite a few times, especially over the past 4 years. And she finally had enough. Now out on $10,000 bond, she said when two men came into her liquor store, menacing her and trying to steal some booze, one of the men headed to the back where the vodka was located, mm-hmm. and another approached her in a manner that she knew that he was going to steal from her. That's when she grabbed her late mother Mary's Smith & Wesson snub-nosed revolver, unwrapped it from its cloth covering, and placed it on the counter.
How about this?
See that? My mom gave it to me.
Yeah.
That's my mom's cowboy gun.
One of the men asked for brown liquor. The other grabbed a couple of Crown Royal whiskey bottles and then confronted the old broad, who she said lunged at her.
She's fine.
Oh my God. That's what you need to see.
Exactly. She's like, I don't even know if I'll make it to jail.
She's 5'3". She weighs 112 pounds. She said this guy was ready to push her down. He ran for the exit, the bottles under his arm. She said, I did what I had to do. Said, after you've been played for a fool by people stealing from you for years, you get fed up. And don't put me in the category of little old lady. I know how to take care of myself.
What a badass.
What are the rules on that?
If you just assume somebody's going to rob you? I don't know. I think it gets some gray area there.
But even still, like, I grab a bottle.
Right. And some old lady blast you in the chest?
Yeah, like, are you allowed to blast me in the chest?
I don't think so.
Just for grabbing a bottle?
I don't think so.
You boys are looking for a deal. I suggest you get on Groupon.
She said, quote, I did what I had to do. I know how to take care of myself. Nashville police did not return any calls to comment on this. She said she didn't necessarily mean to hit the man who was shot in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Sorry, yeah, you're right.
She just meant to scare him.
Yeah, there we go.
Blam. She's not going to.
Oh, blam. You really shot me in my spine.
I really do.
Oh.
If you want something free, I suggest you get a Happy Meal. There's so many badass lines.
She said she'd never shot a gun before that. She said, but I guess it's something that comes natural. I aimed at the floor to scare him, but got him in the back. He fell to the ground yelling that he was shot. He crashed into a display case of wine bottles that broke open all over the floor. Mm. So she lost a lot more money that way, I'm sure.
It's like, I understand someone like rolls into your place. They pull a gun out. They're like, everybody be cool, this is a robbery, and then you just blast them.
But shooting a guy that's looking at Crown Royal?
Yeah, he grabbed it.
I didn't like it.
I had a weird feeling about him.
That's all right, you want something it free, about him. It'll just cost you your
there
legs.
There's something about him. I can't really put my finger on what it was.
She said she went down, got her mugshot taken, got out in bond, came right back to the store. Said, I got some people to help me, but it took us to 1 a.m. to clean up all the wine that spilled everywhere.
Let me just say this. He walked in and there was something about him. Looked like he was going to steal.
The guy that was shot... Mm-hmm. His buddy said that they had been high on cocaine and liquor at the time they entered the store and intended to steal liquor, but the next day changed his story to say that they actually had planned to pay for the liquor and weren't stealing it.
Huh. I'll cut you real good. It's just going to cost you your mobility.
This old woman works 6 days a week at this liquor store she's owned since 1994. She says she's a people person. She likes to work. She's upset the cops took her gun.
Paralyzed.
That's what it is, probably.
Could be 2 years before she gets it back.
Wow.
She told them, I might be dead by then.
Yep.
But that's the law. She is a feisty old broad.
Well, she shot a guy in the back.
Yeah, she's someone in the back.
Got you right in your spine, didn't I?
Something about them.
That's what you call a life changer.
Yep. Oh, I wonder what her liquor... Oh, there, people are looking it up. Oh, they're starting there. I think there's a GoFundMe.
May boys.
Wow. I'm sure.
I'm fed up. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, there she... Look at her. Oh, my God. She's old as dirt.
She has standard old lady hairdo.
Yep.
I'd love to hear the full transcript of everything that she said after.
Yeah.
I think it's revealing.
Yeah, Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what her store is called. She wouldn't be working this early anyway, right? It wouldn't be open.
She... Do you think she's in there?
Yeah.
She went right back to work.
Why not? Let's see if she's there.
Oh.
It might be getting close to opening time. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What does it have? There it is.
A lot of good reviews.
It's open.
That's kind of risky calling her. You don't know.
Oh, so I'm going to drive up to wherever godforsaken place you guys are.
See if we can get her. Might as well see.
In these weird times.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
I know where you're going, Lisa. We get ready to hang up at any second.
Well, I think it'd be too late.
Well, you can dump-a-dee-dump-a-fi. Let's see here. May, boys. It's May. I'm looking for May.
Road liquor. Murfreesboro Road liquor.
not a real crafty name.
Yeah.
No one's answering the damn phone there.
Well, they probably know.
Are they open?
Yeah, it says open. Close.
The person you have dialed can't take your call now. At the tone, please record your message.
Too bad. Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
That's so busy with the morning rush. People come in and get the coffee.
Oh, maybe.
It looks like more like a convenience store.
She probably doesn't move too fast to get to that phone.
I can't ever answer
something.
It.
Yeah, we'll read the story today. We'll read the story later today. She fell.
No!
She was trying to get to the phone.
Oh, come on.
Someone called her.
Answer over 1,000 phone calls, and I've never made it.
So there's like a gas station at one side, and her store is off to the side of it.
Mm.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It gets incredible reviews on, like, 53. It's got 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
53 reviews.
Mm. I'd like to click on that for me.
The reviews? Not one complaint? Most friendly store ever.
But the one guy's complaining.
Miss May is awesome. Husband loved this place. Friendly staff.
Wow.
When did she blast this guy?
Saturday.
Okay.
Can't believe she's back to work.
She is. I'm busy. I got to make.
That's what she says. Right back to work the next day.
I'd like to introduce you a little friend.
Oh, that's
of mine.
Too bad. I would have liked to chat with her.
Called the Dream Breaker.
Chuck, I didn't think you're.
I don't think so. I think we just let sleeping dogs lie.
Something about him was different.
All right.
Something about him made me think, God, this guy's going to steal something any second.
Josh is in Naples. Hi, Josh.
How you guys doing?
Doing okay, man. What's your comment?
All right. So these old ladies with backbones, they're more common than you think. My great-grandmother, before she passed away, had a couple instances in her life. She was in a bank robbery in Detroit, where we grew up. And the people that were robbing the bank told everybody to get on the ground, put a gun in her face. She's like, I don't remember how old she was. She's like, I'm an old lady. I'm not getting on the ground. You can shoot me if you want. And the dude just walked away. After that, some years later, she was in Detroit and had her Caprice stolen, chased the guy down that stole her Caprice, ripped him out of the car. She was in her 70s, got in her car and drove away.
Yeah, there are some feisty. I mean, sometimes they unfortunately die.
Yeah. Yes.
But Josh, yes. Thankfully that did not happen to your great grandma and to this woman as well.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work out all the time for the 70-year-olds.
I'm getting my Caprice back.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's called me Batman.
How did she catch
it? I don't know. The craziest thing. Doesn't make any sense.
Threw a grenade at him.
But anyway, she's back at work there. And then this case will work its way through the courts, whether they
say it's self-defense or not.
Yeah.
It's what's still to be determined here.
I was so scared when he had his back to me.
I was terrified. Shot at the ground, hit him precisely in the spine. 1 inch below the neck.
What you call a bullseye.
First time she ever fired a gun.
Yep.
First time.
Worked out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.